Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oh, my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray you've had a great night and a good morning, and that you're walking close with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, Father, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this thy word, Father, to give us a greater understanding of the revelation, Father, of this your word, so that we can grow stronger, straighter in thy word, and stronger in faith. Now, Father, as we get into this word this morning, be with us. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Luke chapter 2. We're going to be getting in to the birth of Jesus once again. You see, each one of these Gospels, they talk about, mainly, about the same things, but they do it in different ways, but it all is in agreement with each other. It's just a different form that each is using. Now here in verse 1, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. One thing about this tax, actually, at the time of the taxes, it was also done as a census to establish the number of people in each place, because You see, this census was to be taken in each one of them's home place. Now, Augustus reigned, he was in power from 27 B.C. to A.D. 14. He was in quite a while, here in verse 2. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. 3. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And as I was telling you, that's what it was for, really, was so they would know who came from where, how many was born there, and the whole bit. This Syria that you're talking about here, it was a large Roman province of which Judea, the Jewish group, was part. And the capital was Antioch. And under this administration, there were smaller political divisions, such as Judea, which was ruled by Pilate at Jerusalem, A.D. 26 to 36, 10 years there with him. Now, 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Now we know why they're back in Bethlehem. Of course, that is also fulfilling scripture, because it was prophesied back in the Old Testament through several of them, that he was to be born in Bethlehem. Now, 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. It's time now for the birth of the Lord. 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, you know, for a long time, I really didn't know what swaddling clothes was. I kind of wondered. Kept thinking it was probably some form of blanket. But, you see, swaddling clothes actually were bandage strips of cloth wrapped around an infant to ensure that the limbs would grow straight. And in that day and time, not to swaddle a child, actually, it would have been termed as a form of abuse. Think about that. Now, this wrapping also would aid the shepherds in identifying Jesus. 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. They were sore afraid. We can only imagine the fear that was inside them. Them out in the field with a flock of sheep when this happened. Now, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, well, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Told them right where they could find him, that he would be in swaddling clothes. You see, this sign actually is consistent with the Old Testament, in which God confirmed his works by a sign. And this helped to authenticate the messianic proclamation of the angels and would also strengthen Mary and Joseph in their assurance of the Lord's continued blessing. Now, you see, God works in his own way, but it's always a good way. Sometimes we may not realize it, especially when he's dealing with us today. But it's once you really get down to understanding what he has done, you can usually find out why he did it the way he did. Now, 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. In other words, there's a multitude of heavenly hosts there, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You see, Jesus' birth created praise among the angels, and God's peace and goodwill are extended to those on whom he sees fit to bestow his grace. How would he find you today? Would you be today in the shape that he could actually find you in his grace? You know, some of the manuscripts have the last half of this verse greeting on earth, peace among men of goodwill, which signifies the true peace, will be enjoyed only by pious. And that's the way they look at it. Only the very highest actually enjoys peace. That's not true. You see, I use only the King James Bible, and the King James' reading expresses a divine intention to offer peace and goodwill actually to all men. It's man that turns it down. It's not because it's stopped by God. Man, in his selfish, prideful ways, doesn't want to take the time to become a child of God. Got his own prideful, selfish ways that he wants to walk. And most don't realize, actually, the road they're on and where that road is taking them. And the pain and regret that it's going to bring upon them throughout eternity and never any way of getting rid of it. But they will not listen. Now, 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Now they're going to travel. They're going to leave their sheep. They're going to travel. They're going in to see. 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, just as they were told. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They're letting everyone know what had happened with them by the angels and all, and that led them to him, about him being born and all. Now, but you had those, see, which wondered. They were still kind of doubting of those things which were told to them by the shepherds. 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now, you see, a lot of others still wondering if it's really true or not. These shepherds they're glorifying and praising God. And are you praising God today for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and for having him as a way to give you a better life and to make that way for you to have eternal life with him in heaven? Now, 21. And when 8 days were accomplished, the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. You see, in that day and time, all male children born when they was 8 days old was supposed to be circumcised. Well, today, it's not done for religious purposes, but most of your male children are circumcised, but it's done mainly for cleanliness and for health. Now, and when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him the Lord. You see, a baby was presented to the Lord, and the parents made the promise to raise him accordingly. It didn't always go that way, but that was what was supposed to be. Now, and, you know, we have those out there today, still today, that wants nothing to do with the Lord or with his people, and it really don't matter how small those people are. I've told some of you before about a time in a place where God had me that I was having to deal with witches. When I was a pastor and I had one family, the woman was a witch, her and her daughter, but her husband wasn't. And when things would get real bad around, he'd call me. He called me one day and told me that her and her daughter was using her daughter's baby in ceremonies of witchcraft, and asked me if there was something I could do. I went to the house. It was summertime. They were sitting on the porch. She was holding the baby. I went up, took the baby out of her arms, smoke out in the yard. I lifted that baby up and dedicated it unto the Lord God. It was a long time before you could get those two women to touch that baby. You know, needless to say, when it comes to those two women, I wasn't welcome around the house. But that didn't stop me from going. When he would call me, I would go and deal with whatever it was he called me about. Now, here we are now, verse 22. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now they brought him. 23. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. They was to dedicate every male to the Lord. 24. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons was to be the sacrifice for this child. 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, 28. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. He had seen him just as he had been told. He had even held him. Now he was ready to go home. Now, 30. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. 33. And Joseph, his mother, marveled at those things which were spoken of him. You know, it was there for the first time that the parents hear the startling prophecy that Jesus' significance will extend even to the Gentiles. You see, that would be surprising even if it had not come from an apparent stranger. Because they had nothing, the Jewish people had nothing to do with the Gentiles at that time. According to their law, they were not allowed to. Now, 34, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and raising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. It's going to be spoken against. We know that his coming would bring deliverance. But now, we also know that it was to bring division and anguish. And both redemption and judgment are bound up in him. Now, Yea, a sword pierced through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. This Anna was of an unusual commitment. And she was blessed because a special spiritual insight that was given to her. Now, and she was a widow of about 84 years. Now, she'd been a widow 84 years. You see, a score is 20 years. She's been a widow 80, four times that. That's 80 and 4 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. Now, 38. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. But you see, there was a great difference made between that day and this day to the ladies. Now, 39. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, even as a child. Now, 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast, so they'd go every year, and now they went, he's 12 years old. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. They didn't know he was still back there. You wonder how parents, you know, didn't know he wasn't with them. But there was others there that they knew and all, everybody knew and everything. They thought he was with some of them. 44. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. How are they looking for him? 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, 3 days, now they've been looking for him. They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Doctors, as this is called, are actually talking about rabbis, teachers of the Jewish law. Now, 47. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Conversing with them now, asking questions and giving some answers, they're astonished at him, even amazed. When they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. 49. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? In other words, didn't you know I'm to be about my father's business now? 50. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. They're not understanding it right now. 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. Now, 52 in the last verse of chapter 2. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He's growing. And he's growing in favor not only with his Father God, but also with man. We've come to the end of chapter 2. We're going to stop here. Good Lord willing, we'll be picking up with chapter 3 this evening when we get back into his word. But you know, we all need to do as his mother was doing and hiding this word and holding it in our hearts so that we can serve him in the way that he wants us to serve him and in the work that he wants each one of us to do. Now, we read about a prophetess, and she was in the synagogue at the time. But you see, our women are not to be, not in the church. They can share outside of the church, but according to God's word, not in the church. As I have read to you all before, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, you find where God tells you he did not call her. He does not allow or permit a woman to teach nor use authority over man. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says that for her to speak in the church is a shame. But you see, these are things we need to know and to understand. We need to know the things of the Old Testament, yes. This Anna was a good woman, and she was doing what she was supposed to do. What she was doing was right for her. Women are to be our helpers, yes. But there's times that they are to be quiet. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for times that we can come together in your word, Father, to share with each other so that we can grow straighter, stronger in faith and in trust, putting our faith and all of our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Knowing that he is the way and the only way to thy kingdom. Father, we know we can't go around him. We can't go over him or under him. We must go through him. And that's according to your word, not mine. Father, your saints, wherever they are, we pray for them. And we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. Mr. Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace to them. But more than that, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And that Israel one day will become known as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours, Father, that has grown so evil, I pray that all of your people are praying now for all of this evil leadership in our government and in our churches today be removed from office and replaced with ones who belong to you, walking in righteousness, loving you and loving the Lord Jesus Christ, loving us and this country. And will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded. And that being, Father, your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm praying now for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, for Amy, her husband Tom, and her son Jacob, for James Taylor, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for myself, for B. Atris, Father, and all of our families. To walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in health, healed by the stripes of Jesus, but doing what you ask of them to do, Father, walking in obedience unto thy word. Now, Father, keep us all in health. Keep us safe through this day as we separate. But bring us back together this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and back into your word. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God, and He will walk with you. Give Him praises through the day. And thanks for your day and the things He has done for you. Have a great one now. Bye-bye.